Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guy is in Aurora. He's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Guy, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Browns won yesterday. I'm doing great.
It hurts awesome my throat victory. To watch you do that.
Ugh. I didn't see it happening.
Stevie's going to shave me in 20
no,
minutes.
No, I'm not. Right.
Stop saying
no,
shave me sounds so
it does,
gross.
Doesn't it sound?
Yes. I can't.
There's nothing attractive about that,
no.
Literally at all.
Not
all
qualified. Right, so... No.
All right, Guy, ask Jen to leave the room, and we'll go ahead and get started, buddy.
And if you could please get yourself out the room. Thank you.
Leaving the room. Good luck, Guy.
Thanks, Jen.
All right, producer Steve is going to stay in to shave me. And then we're getting... I'm kidding.
No, I'm not.
I'm kidding. All right. Brown's beard, bye-bye. All right,
can't
we're gonna
do that while Jen's out.
She's no,
gotta be in here.
Absolutely. Hair flying all over the place is the thing. So you know how the game works. You've played before. Five questions. Jen's in the hallway. She does not participate in this part of the game. You answer to the best of your ability. There is a timer involved. We hope you go 5 for 5. We'll see how you do. After you're done, we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen and bring her back into the room to let her know it's her turn to answer the same 5 questions. If you answer more correctly than Jen, you've won the game. And you get the mug, which we're very excited about. We're excited for you to win if that happens. But first things first, let's get to the game. Specifically, question number one. It is official. Fall is officially here. The season starts today, bringing cooler weather. Maybe not today, but in theory. Shorter days and pumpkin spice everything. Our question to you is simple. What is your favorite season? Is it winter, spring, summer, or fall?
Oh, it's fall, definitely.
All right, question number two. By the way, we're asking that on the Jen and Tim Show page, because I always say it's summer, and fall is dominating.
Summer is so much better.
Fall is dominating on the instant poll right now. Question number two. Browns! Pulled it off yesterday. Steve's excited, as you can tell. Rallied from 10 down in the fourth. Beat Green Bay 13-10. All those Packers fans that came to town to watch that game, and that Green left sad driving back to Wisconsin.
I mean, they almost had it. I didn't see that win coming, but we pulled it off.
Up next, we head to Detroit to play the Lions. How many wins did the Cleveland Browns have this season?
This season, they only have one.
Question number three. Sylvester Stallone isn't done with Rambo just yet, apparently. At least in his head. So on a recent podcast, he admitted that he pitched a wild idea, a prequel showing John Rambo at 18 years old with Sly Stallone himself playing the role using an AI de-aging technology. My question to you, how old is Sylvester Stallone? Your guess needs to be within 3 years of his actual age.
Man, I'm going to go 68.
All right, question number four. Taylor Swift has announced Taylor Swift, the official release party of A Showgirl. It's an 89-minute-long release party event that's going to run Friday through Sunday when the album comes out, which is October 3rd, in cinemas nationwide. On her website, just days ago, Taylor had a limited-release orange piece of clothing available for purchase just for 48 hours. What was it? What was that piece of clothing?
We're going to go with a T-shirt.
All right. Question number five, a live-action movie based on the 1980s toy Teddy Ruxpin is in works in Amazon MGM Studios. Apparently, this movie is going to be produced by Dwayne Johnson and Danny Garcia's Seven Bucks Productions. Now, throwback question, Teddy Ruxpin's best friend was a furry, insect-like creature named What?
Oh, man.
Deep cut.
We're going to go with Johnny.
It's only a 40-year-old question. All right. What if anybody listening knows that? All right. We'll see what Jen knows the answer to that and the other four questions. We're 3 minutes away from that as it continues. Let's continue with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Guy and Aurora is playing this round. Jen Tui back in the studio. Producer Stevie, let Guy know how he did.
He got two.
There you go, Guy.
Good job.
Two correct today. Let's see if it holds up. Same five questions we asked Guy just a minute ago. We begin with question number one, and it's here. Fall. The season starts today, bringing cooler weather. Not today, but shorter days and pumpkin spice everything.
Mm.
Our question to you is simple. What's your favorite season? Is it winter, spring, summer, or fall?
I love fall.
So we did an instant poll online, and fall is dominating right now, even though I would vote summer. Doesn't matter. Summer.
I would also vote summer.
The past 2 weeks have been the most beautiful. Oh, I guess that is summer. Here we go into fall.
Yeah.
Shoot. Really just
summer. All right, but fall's dominating. Question number two. I don't know if you knew this or not, but Browns.
What about him?
Pulled it off yesterday.
Oh,
Stevie
yeah.
Shaving me in 20 minutes.
Stop they saying that.
So they rallied from 10 down in the fourth quarter, beat those Green Bay Packers 13-10. Up next, we head to Detroit to play those Lions. How many wins do the Cleveland Browns have this season?
One.
They do. That was their first one. Arguably could have been two. Dumb Bengals could have beat them in game one. Their dumb squiggly line helmets.
You get so upset about those helmets. Very upset.
Dumb. Squiggly lines. Shoulder pads. Dumb Joe Burrow.
Is it a stripe? Not
I don't know. What do you think it is, Guy? Isn't it a squiggly lines guy
it's
on their helmet?
Match?
Is what you call it?
Oh, I mean, good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just like a.
It's definitely a tiger stripe.
Yeah,
angled tiger.
It feels squiggly.
Squiggly. The Cincinnati squiggles.
Oh,
question
yeah.
number three: Sylvester Stallone isn't done with Rambo just yet. Apparently, why not? So at least in his head. So here's what's going on. A recent podcast, he admitted that he pitched a wild idea, a prequel showing John Rambo at 18 years old with Sly Stallone himself playing the role. Using AI de-aging technology. My question to you, how old is Sylvester Stallone? Your guess needs to be within 3 years of his actual age.
72. Before you tell me the answer to this, I would like to tell you, I, by random chance, saw Sylvester Stallone doing an interview on a split screen on TV last week. I don't know why it was on my television. His skin looked so supple and lovely. I actually commented aloud, like, they must have the best lighting on him. He looks so good for his age, although I have no idea what his age is, but I know he's been
well,
around.
That smooth, supple skin knocked a few years off of that age. Sylvester Stallone is 79 years old.
Is he really?
He is 79 years old.
That, he either looks fantastic or they had him well
They don't call him
well
supple
lit.
Stallone for no reason.
They really don't, Tim.
Supple Stallone. I don't know. Question number four. Taylor Swift has announced Taylor Swift, the official release party of a showgirl. Big deal. An 89-minute long release party event that's going to run Friday through Sunday when the album comes out, which is October 3rd, in cinemas nationwide. Now, on Taylor Swift's website just days ago, she had a limited release orange piece of clothing available for purchase for only 48 hours. What was that piece of clothing?
A cardigan.
It was an orange cardigan.
Sparkly.
Had TS, I think it was. I don't know if it was a pocket there, but had it in the corner. It was an orange cardigan. Question number five, a live action movie based on the 1980s toy Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh my gosh, my brother loved Teddy Ruxpin.
It's in the works. I don't know how this is going to work out. It's for Amazon MGM Studios. The movie's going to be produced by Dwayne Johnson and Danny Garcia's Seven Bucks Productions. Teddy Ruxpin's best friend was a furry insect-like creature named what?
Was Wormy. I don't know.
If somebody's listening and randomly knows this, I wish I had a prize for them because this is a massive deep cut. Grubby.
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 Oh,
you know, I mean, throwback question. Final totals there, Stevie.
Guy 2, Jen 3.
Oh, sorry, Guy. Good battle, though.
Good job, Jen.
Thank you.
We always appreciate you listening and playing, Guy. It's good to hear from you, buddy, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Guy from Aurora, and I did not trump Tui.
Beth is in North Ridgeville. She's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Beth, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Browns won!
Yeah.
I'm doing great. Had it the whole time.
Not a fan, Tim. Not a fan.
All right, next caller.
Don't do that!
I'm totally kidding.
Oh my
I would
gosh,
never
I
do that to
Beth. I thought you hung up on her.
Wait, Beth, do you have a favorite team? Oh, I don't want to ask that. Oh my gosh, what am I?
I mean, really, I don't have a favorite team, but I'm not a Browns fan.
I know, I get you. I get it. No, I get it. Could be for reasons. I get it.
I gave up when Ernest Byner fumbled in that 1 yard line, and I haven't liked him since.
You hurt my heart against Denver. I know.
There you go.
It was an alumni game this week. I saw him. And I said, I still remember on the sideline, and Bernie Kosar came over. He was kneeling down. Byner was kneeling down. Kosar came over there and was like, it's okay. And I thought to myself, it's not okay. We lost the game. Okay.
No, I cried.
I did too. I cried so hard. You know what? If I sat here right now for another 30 seconds, I'd probably cry again.
Please don't.
We had it, Jen. Especially if Celine Dion was on right now, I wouldn't have a chance.
Stop.
Okay, all right. Let's get to the game. All right. Ask Beth to leave the room. Ask Jen to leave the room and ask Ernest Byner to leave the room as well. I'm kidding.
Jen, please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Beth.
People always forget Ernest Byner had a great game and was the only reason we were even in the game to begin with because you remember the fumble. That's a shame, but I remember.
Yeah.
I know. I know what you're talking about. It has been tough. All right, so producer Stevie staying in the room with me to keep track of the score. Jen's in the hallway. We're going to ask you 5 questions, obviously, beginning with question number 1. We're going to talk about Mitchell's because they're bringing back a fan favorite flavor for a limited time. It's called Cuyahoga Valley Crunch. It features chocolate ice cream, salted almonds, dark chocolate chunks, and a marshmallow swirl. Which ice cream flavor is consistently ranked as the most popular in the United States and also worldwide? It is either vanilla or chocolate.
I'm going to have to go with vanilla.
Question number 2. Jennifer Aniston was shocked to learn that Reese Witherspoon's real name, it's not Reese. It's Laura Jean Reese Witherspoon. This happened during a playful game of Do You Even Know Me? Now, the two actresses star in which Apple TV Plus drama series that is currently airing season number 4?
No. The morning show.
All right, let's go with question number 3. Las Vegas Aces star Asia Wilson just made history because, well, she's awesome. She won her 4th WNBA MVP, the most ever. She averaged 23 points, 10 rebounds this season. Not bad. Which team in Indiana are the Aces currently playing in the second round of the WNBA Finals?
Are you kidding me? The Fever.
Let's go with question number 4. Dan Levy appeared on Watch What Happens Live and revealed that he had a kernel of an idea for a reboot of the hit comedy Schitt's Creek. But when his dad, Eugene Levy, was asked about it, he said, he didn't lay it on me. I don't know what he necessarily comes up with, end quote. So we'll see what happens. Who was David's real first friend in town? Talking about Schitt's Creek. Who is David's real first friend in town and also works in the motel? There's the timer on that one as we move to question number 5. Heidi Klum launched her Oktoberfest style party with her first ever preseason bash. Heidi Fest. In Germany, approximately how many liters of beer are consumed during Oktoberfest each year? Your guess must be within 2 million.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to say 850,000.
Let's do that for question number 5. We're going to see how you did with those 5 questions, and then Jen answers those same 5 questions in 3.5 minutes on Star 102.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's continue on with the round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tui back into the room. Beth of North Ridgeville answering five questions a minute ago. It's now time to reveal how she did.
Beth got three.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, good job, Beth.
Three of five trying to win that mug.
Oh.
Limited edition. Jen and Tim show. Coffee mug.
Smooth sip to the lip. Hate that too, Stevie.
Hate the smooth sip to the lip?
No.
No. The mug wording of your
What do you mean? How did it go? What do you mean?
I will not be doing it.
Okay, question number one. Question number one. Mitchell is bringing back a fan favorite flavor for a limited time. Cuyahoga Valley Crunch features chocolate ice cream, salted almonds, dark chocolate chunks, and a marshmallow swirl.
Mm.
What was that?
Mm.
Which ice cream flavor is...
Ew, no, I didn't do it like you, though.
No, sorry, yours is a subtle... Mm. His
Thank
is
you,
more
yeah.
of a, you know...
Aggressive.
Then the mic gets involved.
Right.
It's like a motion.
Right. Always a motion.
What?
Always a physical motion.
Unfortunately, they can't see what happens when you do it, but I wish they could.
Which ice cream flavor is consistently ranked as the most popular in the United States and worldwide? It's either vanilla or chocolate.
Ooh, I don't know. I'd pick chocolate, but I bet it's vanilla. Vanilla.
It's vanilla.
Thanks,
question number two. Jennifer Aniston was shocked to learn that Reese Witherspoon's real name is not Reese. It's Laura Jean Reese or Jeannie Reese Witherspoon during a playful game of Do You Even Know Me? So the two actresses star in which Apple TV Plus drama series that is currently airing season four?
First of all, don't say airing. It's the morning show. And I was so excited. I started it this weekend. Only one episode is out. They're going week to week.
Because that's what it said. Airing.
So annoying.
Weekly.
I was so mad.
Yeah, Stevie said that. Yell at her. Yeah, Stevie, how dare you say
airing?
Look,
I looked to see if the whole season was out.
It's not.
And it said currently airing week by week. And I said, I bet Jen hates that.
I do.
It's binge brats. Because we're binge brats.
We are.
That's what we call it, right?
Big time.
Big time.
First episode was great.
Question number three. Las Vegas Aces star Asia Wilson just made history. She won her fourth WNBA MVP, which is the most ever. She averaged 23 points and 10 rebounds this season. Which team in Indiana are the Aces currently playing in the second round of the WNBA Finals?
The Fever.
It is the Fever. Took care of business.
Wow.
Took care of business.
That's why it's a series.
Took care of business. Big win. Big win. They're all hurt, too. It's still big win.
Okay.
Big win.
All right, come on.
They are all hurt. I mean,
I don't even know who's playing.
Well,
he just keeps going till you respond.
No,
you know he's
they
doing
are
that.
All hurt. I mean, every player is on like a limited contract.
I know.
I'm like, well, maybe keep them because they're doing kind of
cool. That's fair. Question. That's a great point. Question number four. Dan Levy appeared on Watch What Happens Live and revealed that he had a kernel of an idea for a reboot of the hit comedy Schitt's Creek. But when his dad, Eugene Levy, was asked about it, he said, and I quote, well, he didn't lay it on me. I don't know what he necessarily comes up with, end quote. Who is David's first real friend in town, speaking of the show Schitt's Creek, and also works in the motel?
Stevie.
It is Stevie!
Yeah!
Question number five. Heidi Klum launched her own Oktoberfest-style party with her first ever preseason bash called Heidi Fest. It's happening in Germany. Approximately how many liters of beer are consumed during Oktoberfest each year? Your guess needs to be within 2 million.
Of liters of beer?
Mm-hmm.
45 million. 49 million.
It's around 7 million liters. Final totals.
Beth, 3. Jen, 4.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Beth.
That's all right. You have to play again. Try to win that mug. We appreciate you listening and playing, but you know what you need to say.
Yeah, this is Beth from North Ridgeville, and I do not get the mug.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.